I'd like to read with you from the book of John and chapter 13. The other time we made mention that we were supposed to have communion, but Brother George Martin came, so we had to postpone it to today.
Takanga tambozivisa kuti tichava nechirairo asi Brother George Martin vakauya.
I only forgot to announce it Sunday and Wednesday.
Amen.
But we got communion tonight by the grace of God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So, chapter 13 of the book of John.
13 che book of John.
Yes, I'll read from verse 4.
Verse 4.
And the title of our little message is Feet Washing. He riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself.
Akasimuka pakuraira, akabvisa nguvo dzake, akatora mucheka, akazvisunga chiuno.
After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded.
Zvino akadira mvura mumudziyo, akatanga kushambidza tsoka dzavadzidzi vake, akadzipukuta nemucheka waakanga akazvisunga nawo.
Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet?
Akasvika kuna Simoni Petro, iye akati kwavari, Ishe, imi munoshambidza tsoka dzangu kani?
Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter.
Jesu akapindura akati kwaari, Chandinoita hauchizivi iye zvino, asi uchazochinzwisisa pashure.
Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me.
Petro akati kwavari, hamungatoshambidzi tsoka dzangu nokusingaperi. Jesu akamupindura akati, kana ndikasakushambidza, hauna mugove neni.
Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
Simon Petro akati kwavari, dzirege kuva tsoka dzangu dzoga, asi maoko angu nomusoro wanguwo.
Jesus said unto him, He that is washed needed not serve to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and you are clean, but not all.
Jesu akati kwaari, wakashambidzwa muviri wose, unofanira kukoga kuti ushambidzwe tsoka dzake, zvino wanaka kwazo, imi makanaka asa hamuzi mose.
For he knew who should betray him, therefore said he, You are not all clean.
Nekuti wakanga achiziva uyo waizomupandukira saka akati hamuna kunaka mose.
So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments, he was set down again and said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you?
Zvino wakati ashambidza tsoka dzavo, akatora nguo dzake, akagarazve, akati kwavari, munoziva zvandakuitirai here?
You call me master and lord, and you say well, for so I am.
Munondiidza mudzidzisi uye ishe munoreva zvakanaka nokuti ndini iye.
If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
Zvino kana ini ishe nomudzidzisi ndakashambidza tsoka dzenyu, nemiwo munofanira kushambidzana tsoka dzenyu.
For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
Nekuti ndakuratidzai makwara kuti muite imi sezvandakuitirai ini.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him.
Zvirokwazvo, zvirokwazvo, ndinoti kwamuri, muranda haazi mukuru kuna she wake, uye wakatumwa haazi mukuru kuno wakamutuma.
If you know these things, happy are you if you do them.
Kana muchiziva zvinhu izvi, makaropafadzwa kana muchizviita.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. You may be seated.
Ishe vawedzere maropafadzo pakuverengwa kweshoko ravo, mugare zvenyu pasi.
Amen.
Amen.
Nice seeing Sitha Danga, she'd gone to Mozambique. back. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know how many Portuguese words she is able to speak by now.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
God. Talking about feet washing. Many of the denominations where we came from, we were maybe performing the communion. Maybe in the morning or in the afternoon and seldom in the evening.
Pamwe mangwanani kana maskati asi kashoma maneru.
Amen. So it ceased from being supper. It became breakfast or lunch for many of the churches.
Saka kuma church akawanda chakazo mira kuve chirairo asi kudya kwamangwanani kana kwamaskati.
Amen. And then in some of the denominations, they would also go buy bread from the shops and make nice geometrical cubes and bring them to church for communion.
Mama church akawanda vanoenda kunotenga chingwa mumashop vonyatso kuchicheka cheka zvakanaka tuma box ma box ndo chobva chanzi chingwa chechirairo.
And some will go buy altar wine for communion.
Vamwe vanonotenga altar wine kuti vainwe pachirairo,
so that they can be so holy. And they tell the people that there is no alcohol in this one.
Kuti varatidze vanhu kuti vatsvene vanopfuurira nekuti vari kuti mudoro imu waini hamuna doro rinodhaka.
But in Bible times, and as the prophet taught, it's not altar wine, it's the actual wine.
Sezvaitika munguva dzeBhaibheri, sezvatakadzidziswa nemuprofita, yanga isiri altar wine, yaitova waini chaiyo.
Amen. With alcohol in.
Inotove nedoro mukati.
And it gets stronger with time.
Uye inodhaka zvakanyanya nekugarisa.
Some denominations, they want to appear like they are fine, so they would rather bring mahewu for communion. They want to sound traditional.
Vamwe masangano vada kuzvidza vatsvene vanopfuurira vanobva vati ngatinwei mahewu.
It's a lot that is happening in the religious circles.
Zvakawanda zvikuitika muzvero zvekunamata.
Amen.
Amen.
Some they have, they actually buy biscuits and they have communion.
Vamwe vanonyatsotenga mabiscuit chaiyo vo vane chinene chirairo.
But the Bible tells us it's unleavened bread.
Asi Bhaibheri rinotitaurira kuti chingwa chisina mbiriso.
There's no leaven in it.
Hamuna mbiriso muchingwa ichi.
Amen.
Amen.
So it is, we make it before we have communion here.
Tinochibika tisati tava nechirairo pano.
And the bread that we use is not what was made like yesterday.
Chingwa chatinoshandisa hachisi chakafana nekunge chakabikwa zuro.
It has to be made today.
Chinofana kunge chatobikwa nhasi wacho.
And consumed today.
Chodyiwazve nhasi.
It won't remain until tomorrow.
Hachifani kuchengetwa kusvika mangwana.
We have to make sure we finish it today.
Tofana kuve nechokwadi kuti tachipedza chose nhasi.
This is why sometimes when we have some of the bread remaining, the deacons will take it around.
Ndosaka muchiona dzimwe nguva kana pane chingwa chasara tinopa madhikonzi votanga kutendera nacho.
Otherwise, if you don't do it, we're going to burn it.
Nekuti tikasadaro tichafanira kuchipisa.
But I believe it's better for us to finish it up.
Asi ndotenda kuti zvakanaka kuti tichipedzise hedu.
Amen.
Amen.
So at least the issue of communion is known in the different denominations.
Nyaya yechirairo inotozikanwa hayo mumasangano.
Except for the Salvation Army, they don't take communion.
Kunze kweve Salvation Army havadyi chirairo.
We asked them the other time, look, all other denominations they take communion, although some take morning or afternoon, but you don't even have it.
Takavabvunza pane imwe nguva kuti mamwe masangano ese vanotora chirairo kunyange vachiita mangwanani nemasikati asi mia.
You know, they came up in the open, they said, look, we are not an organization, we are not a church.
Vakabuda pachena vakati isu hatisi sangano nezvinamato hatisi chikereke.
He says we are a charitable organization.
Tiri sangano rinobatsira vanoshaiwa kana kuti vanotambudzika.
Why are you wasting people's time?
Ndikati sei muri kupedza nguva yevanhu.
So So they just want to conform like everybody. Oh, this is why they don't even baptize. Because they're not church. It's an organization. Okay, so some parts of the world, they don't even have service the way we do. But it is in this country that they have service. Their duty is only to collect clothes and distribute to the poor. Amen.
Amen.
But we are not charitable organization. We have got the word of God in our midst. God has revealed himself to us. And we hold the whole Bible from the beginning to the end. And we want to do what that word tells us. This is why we baptize, we dedicate our children, and we do feet washing. So very few churches or denominations do feet washing.
Makereke mashoma kana masangano mashoma vanoita tsika yekugezana tsoka.
Amen. I'm not preaching this so that we just have feet washing. We're actually going to have communion first.
Handisingotaura izvi kuti nhasi tichango kugezana tsoka chete asi tichava nechirairo nekugezana tsoka pamwe chete.
Amen.
Amen.
This is the lowest jobs that we can talk about.
Ndo basa repasi pasi ringakwanise kuwanikwa.
Washing somebody's feet. If it is washing somebody's hands, I mean, that's honorable. But feet,
asitoka,
of every other part of the body, feet. Amen. That is the lowest of all the jobs that there are. But Jesus Christ did it. And he has asked us to do the same.
Vakatikumbira wo isi kuti tite zvimwe chete.
Amen. And we are even going to do that tonight.
Uye tichanyatsozviita manheru anhasi.
Praise God.
Amen.
So we want to look into a few things about the significance.
Tida kutaurisa pane zvimwe zvinhu zvishoma zvinomirirwa nekugezana tsoka.
Amen. Just for a few minutes before we get into feet washing and before into communal feet washing. Amen.
Amen.
It's very, very important that we do it. And the significance is also very, very important for us. I will take it from a message Brother Branham preached.
Brother Branham.
The worst sinner in the city. Amen. I will take it from paragraph 28. And we go with it together so that we can understand the significance. It's not just doing it. Neither do you feel, I don't want to do it, therefore I'll just continue sitting like others do it. It's a requirement. There are three ordinances that the church has been asked to do, perform.
Zvakarayirwa kereke kuti itozviita.
Physically performing it.
Kutonyatsozviita chaizvo panyama.
When you repent and you're baptized, I mean, when you repent and you give your life to the Lord, you must be baptized. That's a physical act.
Ukatendeuka ukapa upenyu hwako kuna Ishe unofanira kubhabhatidzwa. Chini chinonyatsoitika pauri.
Amen.
Amen.
But it's an outward sign that I'm dead with Christ, but I rose with him. Coming back with the newness of life. Amen. That's how what it signifies. You can think about it and believe it while you're seated, but he says you must go in water and get baptized. It's a requirement. So that is one of the ordinances or physical actions that the believer has got to do.
Amen.
Amen. And then the next thing is communion, taking of the bread, which is unleavened, and the wine. You can sit there and say, me, I live by every word. that has been spoken, which signifies the bread. Is that right?
You know, kuna kuti nindo rara mane shokore saraka taurwa Bible rinomirira chingwa ndizvo
here? I'm living by the spirit of the Almighty God in my life.
Uye ndikurara mane mare nemweya waMwari samasimba ose muupenyu hwangu.
You can believe it while you are seated there.
Unokwanisa kuzvitenda ugere ipapo.
But he says come down.
Asi zvakanzi huya.
Take that bread and chew it up.
Tora chingwa wonyatso kutsenga.
And drink that wine.
Wonwa waini.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
It's something that is physical.
Chinhu chinofanira kutonyatsoitwa panyama.
Although the spiritual aspect is more important than the physical.
Kunyange hazvo chikamu chacho chepamweya ndochakakosha kudarika zvepanyama.
Is that right?
Ndizvo.
But he said we got to do it.
Asi she vakatofanira
kuzviita. To show the rest of the world that we are victorious.
Kuratidza pasi rose kuti tiri vakundi.
Like our father Abraham.
Sababa ayo Abraham.
When he overcame the 10 kings.
Pavakakunda madzimambo 10.
Amen. On his way back.
Vakagutsoka.
He met Melchizedek.
Vakasangana na Melchizedek.
Amen.
Amen.
And Melchizedek gave Abraham bread and wine.
Melchizedek akapa Abraham chingwa newine.
The prophet says when we overcome.
Mprofita anoti kana takunda.
God does the same to us.
Mwari vanoita zvimwe chete kwatiri.
Amen.
Amen.
What he did to Abraham that time?
Zvavakaita kuna Abraham kumashure.
God wants to do the same to Abraham's children in the latter times these days.
Mwari vanoda kuita zvimwe chete kuvana vaAbraham vemazuva ekuguma atiri.
Giving part of himself to his children.
Vachipa chikamu chavo kuvana vavo.
Is that true?
Ichokwadi here.
Amen.
Amen.
And after we have partaken communion,
mushure mekunge tadya chirairo,
the next thing is feet washing.
Tevere kugezana tsoka.
Chapter 13 of John where we read.
Chapter 13 ya Johane yataverenga.
The Bible actually says when supper was ended.
Bible runyatsoti chirairo chapera.
When they finished partaking of communion.
Vapedza kudya chirairo.
Jesus stood up and filled water in a basin.
Jesu akasimuka akazadza mvura mumudziyo.
And got a towel and girded himself around.
Vakatora tauro vakazvisunga muchiuno.
And he started to bring the disciples and started to wash their feet.
Akatanga kuunza madzidzi vachivageza tsoka dzavo.
It's a sign of humility.
Zvinomirira kuzvininipisa.
Amen. To say I'm your servant.
Kureva kuti ndiri muranda wenyu.
Amen. I'm taking you as my master.
Ndirikukutora iwe satenzi vangu.
I'm serving you.
Ndirikukushumira iwe.
Therefore I am your servant.
Naizvozvo ndiri muranda wenyu.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
That is the attitude that we have got to take one for another.
Ndomaonera tinofanira kuve kune mumwe nemumwe.
Christians never boast.
MaKristu havasi vanhu vanozvikudza.
Christians are not puffed up.
MaKristu havasi vanhu vanozvikakanyadza.
Christians don't carry themselves around like bosses.
MaKristu havazi fambe vachingotonga tonga vamwe vanhu vese.
If you do that, you have got a wrong spirit.
Kana uchidaro une mweya usiriwo.
How many of you know that one of the demons that was cast out of Mary Magdalene was boast?
Vangane vanoziva kuti rime demon rakadzingwa muna Maria Magdalene raive demon rekuzvikudza.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
There was filth, there was vulgarity.
Maive nezvehutsvina nezvinyadzi.
So boast is a spirit.
Saka kuzvikudza utori mweya.
It's an evil spirit.
Mweya wakaipa.
Which one has got to be delivered from.
Wokuti munhu anofanira kutodzikinura kubva kwauri.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Whenever you come among the brethren, you want to see if they're all seeing that you have arrived.
Ukangosvika pakati pehama, uda kuti vaone kuti ndasvika.
And when you want to speak, you want to make sure everybody else is quiet so that they know that he is now here and he is now speaking.
Uya kana wada kutaura, uda kuvene chokwati vamwe vese vatanga vambonyarara, votanga kutarisa kuti okay, vakuru vaya vada kutaura iye zvino.
That spirit is not right.
Mweya iyoyo wakaipa.
It does not come from God.
Haubve kuna Mwari.
Amen.
Amen.
We have been told
takadzidziswa
that everybody that ever met Brother Branham,
kuti munhu wese akasangana na Brother Branham,
they could feel the humility that was in him.
Vaitokwanisa kutonzwa kuzvininipisa kwaive mavari.
And he will make you feel big in his presence.
Vaitoita kuti iwe unzwe kuti uri mukuru kana wasangana navo.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you see what it is all about?
Murikuona kuti zvinorevei.
Amen. So this is how we've got to behave among one another.
Ndo mazvibatsiro atinofanira kuita pakati pedu.
You don't boast around say you do this and when you finish you also do this. You come from there and do this and And on. You don't do that. Christians don't do that. It's a whole spirit of servitude. Amen. You are the servant among all those brethren. You must feel like I am the smallest of them all. Then you start serving the brethren. A believer serves. Amen.
Amen.
A believer is not served. But
it's
you that has got to serve.
Asi iwe ndiwe unofanange uchibatsira.
Amen. You don't serve them that are older than you only.
Haungoshumiri bedzi vakuru kwauri.
Or them that came in the message earlier than you.
Kana kuti vakakutangira kutenda maridzo ino.
You serve all the brothers.
Unoshumira hama dzese.
Young and old.
Vadiki nevakuru.
Do you see that, brother, sister?
Murikuona here hama nzadzi.
That's the spirit of Christ.
Ndomwe yaKristu.
Amen.
Amen.
But did you know that Jesus Christ even washed the feet of Judas Iscariot? If it was you, you would say, look, Peter, James, and John only, those are the ones I'm going to wash. Not this rascal. You could have done that. But Jesus never did that. Amen.
Amen.
He had to wash all of them. Praise God.
Amen.
And we also do the same. We don't choose the ones that whose feet we must wash. That you look around and say, yeah. Not this one. But this one, brother, let's go. No.
Atidaro.
We don't do that.
Atidaro.
Young and old. Amen. We must do that. Because it is the word of God. By the way, we are not trying to remove dirt out of the feet.
Right?
When you are washing the feet, it's not like you want to try and remove everything in between the toes.
No.
Or try to see how rough. That's not the idea. You put water only, just run your hand,
put it,
and then your towel. That's it. Amen.
Amen.
Otherwise, we'll give you stones and soap and everything. So that's not the idea. It's just your water, run your hands through, and you wash your feet. And they go. With humility. Not talking about those other stories. Brother, how about that thing? No. You're praying for that brother. Lord, I'm praying for this feet. May they carry the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. May this feet carry this man. To the uttermost parts of the world. Amen. So that they carry the gospel and the good news. You pray for him. Pray for her. Because you never got the opportunity to do that. Amen.
Amen.
So this is the only time you can pray for somebody's feet, not the head, but all the feet. Isn't that wonderful? Have you ever thought about that? Why then Jesus comes to the city? There ought to be the flags out and people on the street talking about him. And glorifying him and the sick and afflicted accepting his healing blessings. And out on the street testifying everybody. You know what happens when a great man comes into the city? The pomp and the flare that goes all over the place. But we give him the last place. And still he is continually comes on back again. He is willing. not willing that any should perish, but that all might come to repentance. Now the day is drawing close at hand. After a while, he has all of his flunkies out. They have lots of flunkies. Just guys that's around the place. So he puts them all out to their duties. And the first thing, a chariot run comes up. Most of the travel in those days in Palestine was by foot. And that's the only transportation they had. Besides the animals, and most of them were beasts and of burden that pegged the burden. But the great chariot rides up. And the doctor, Reverend Sorenson, got out and he came out and he embraced him and took him into his house. And the flunky took the horses around and groomed them and put them into the stable. And made everything ready. And shined his chariot up while he was at the banquet. Everything just all polished. Just like a modern day blowout today, as we call it. Amen. That's right. In the name of religion too. Before we go too far, I want you to know where this story is coming from. Jesus was invited to the house of Simeon. Amen.
Amen.
I believe you all know the story of what happened when he went into the house of
Simeon.
They never washed his feet. He just walked in, found his seat somewhere in the corner. Amen. Amen. And one woman saw him arriving. And he said, "This is my opportunity." Simeon was supposed to say, "This is my opportunity." But he brought him so that he might make fun of him. Is that right? But this woman said, "This is my opportunity." She got all the money she had. She must have gone to the pharmacist and bought some special ointment and brought it into the house. She also wasn't washed by the flunkies, but she had to check where Jesus was sitting, and she saw where he was. She went there and broke the bottle. Amen. She cried and she was washing the feet with her tears. Amen. And using her hair to wipe it up and pouring oil on it. Meanwhile, Simeon was watching. And in his heart, he was saying, if this man was a prophet, he would have known what kind of woman this is. Is that right? So do you know, your attitude matters quite a lot. But the final part of the story is, when the discussion came to heads, Jesus told this Simeon.
Jesus akati kuna Simeon.
Amen. This woman, her sins, which were many, are forgiven. And again they continue, despite the forgiveness of sins, who can forgive sins but God alone? You know, you can never do anything good to anybody. But whenever you walk into church, brother, you must know it's an opportunity that God has given you. Amen.
Amen.
To fix your life. To remove all the pressure out of you. Amen. For your healing. And everything, because all these things are found in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
So it's an opportunity.
Saka mukana.
But this man, Simeon, he had some guys that were sitting outside. Their job were called, these people were called flankers. That was their job. Washing the people's feet and anointing it with oil.
If
the garments were too dirty, they would remove the garments and give them new ones. And invite them in so that they might have dinner. What a job. Amen.
Amen.
Because most of them were not using chariots, but they were going on foot. And when they would go on foot, they were not going all over the place, but they had some trails. Now you can imagine what was on the trail. The horses, the donkeys and the asses, as they would go down, their dung would fall right on the same path, and another will come and mix up the dung with the soil, and somebody is walking, and as he's walking, that dung is also on his feet. You can imagine.
Mabiza nimbongoro zvaifambisa netsoka nenzira imwe chete saka ndove zvazvo zvinenge zvichidonhera ipapo zvosangana nemavhu saka zvose zvinenge zvichiwanika pamunhu anenge afamba netsoka ipapo.
And that's the kind of dust that will be on the feet and at the bottom part of their dresses, the garments.
Inenge iri patsoka dzemunhu uye kumhenderekedzo yehanzu dzevanhu.
So when a person like that walks in without washing their feet or changing their attire, that's the smell that will be in the house.
Saka munhu akadaro achinga svika pamutambo ndo svina inenge iri patsoka dzake nehanzu dzake.
So people must have a flunky that will stand outside there. Whoever comes in that kind of condition, then their job was to wash and put oil and everything. So that when they walk in, it's nice fragrance.
Saka munhu aita akafana kusvika paifana kunge paine mugezi wetsoka anogeza munhu tsoka kumuchandura hanzu opedza basa rese zvinhu zvova zvakanaka.
Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever walked into the presence of somebody and the welcome is so good until you forget about your problems? Amen. You sit down with them and you begin to enjoy all the heavenly stories. This is what exactly must happen in this end time. Receive one another with joy. Amen.
Amen.
Talk about the good stories, the good things that the Lord is doing. We begin to talk about some good testimonies of what the Lord has done. Refreshing your mind. Refreshing one another. Our minds are so clogged up, full of lots of things that we have in town. The pressures and everything that you have at work. Say something that can refresh somebody. Be a flunky to somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Help somebody enjoy life.
Amen.
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 Can we do that? Praise God.
Amen.
Not somebody that goes on this one. Where do you come from? Why is your face like this? No. Try to help someone open up that face. If you saw it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me continue. Most of the people walked, and when they walked along the roads, the animals walked the road also, and they didn't have concrete roads and asphalt like we have today. It was just a little dusty path along up over the hills and down through the desert. And as they went up that way, and the beasts walking along there too, the dust taking care of the odor of the animal, as the droppings and so forth, and it got into the dust, and it awful smell along the road. And the Palestinians in those days wore a robe.
Zvino vanhu vePalestina munguva iyo vaipfeka hanzu refu.
And they had an underneath garment.
Vaive neimwe hanzu yemukati.
Just come to the knee.
Yaingosvika pabvi.
And they wore sandals.
Vaipfeka masandros.
And as they walked, this robe swept the dust.
Uye pavaifamba hanzu iyi yaive ichitsvaira guruva iri.
And it got to the for the perspiration on the legs.
Yosvika parikudikitira makumbo.
And on the face and hands.
Nekuchiso nemaoko.
And it caused an awful odor.
Zobva zvakonzera kunhuwa kwakaipisisa.
The odor from the animals.
Kunhuwa kwabva kumhuka.
That traveled the road.
Dzaifamba nemugwagwa.
Was on the person when they come.
Zvainge zviri pamunhu kana auya kumutambo.
And when they come to the door.
Panenge asvika padoor.
They were in no condition at all to be entertained at that time.
Vainge vasiri muchinhano chekuti vaikwanisa kunge vachikwanisa kuenda kumutambo.
Because the smell from this rod.
Nekuda kwemunhuwi waibva munzira.
And their face were burning from the hot rays of the Palestinian sun.
Uye zviso zvavo zvakanga zvatsva nezuva rePalestina.
And so what they did. When the guest was coming, why? They always had a flunky at the door. This is the part that I
would
like you to notice. The first fellow that you meet was a foot wash flunky. The worst job in all that other flunkies was the foot washer.
Basa rinoshorika kana kuzvidzika pavashandi vose ava raivere kugeza tsoka.
And to think of it,
mukazvifunga,
our blessed Lord Jesus,
Ishe wedu wakaropafadzwa,
became a foot washer,
vakava mugezi wetsoka,
came down from the highest place in heaven,
vakabva panzvimbo yepamusoro-soro kudenga,
to take the lowest flunky's job on earth,
kuuya kuzotora basa repasi pasi rakazvidzwa panyika.
And then we think we are somebody because we wear good clothes and ride in a nice car.
Zvino izvi tozvikudza tichifunga kuti tiri mumwe munhu tichipfeka hanzu dzakanaka nekudriva mota yakanaka.
It's a shame on you.
Hanzu munonyadzisa.
It's a pity that we got so far away from God.
Zvino suwisa kuti tava kure naMwari.
Oh, we are very religious.
Aho hongu tinonamata.
But I mean, get close to God.
Asi ndinoreva kuti swedera padyo naMwari.
So few, I hate to say this.
But
so few of professed Christians today in our land know so little about God.
Amen.
Amen. Or they know all their religion. But to know God, humble themselves, and that's what makes him great to me.
Vakazvininipisa ndozvinoita kuti
vave mukuru kwandiri. Amen. That's what makes him real to me.
Ndochinoita kuti vave wemazviro kwazvo
kwandiri. Is to think that he was willing to come down here.
Kufunga kuti vakada kutoburuka pano kuya
pasi. And not somebody take some great name.
Kwete kuzova mumwe munhu mukuru kana kutora rimwe zita guru.
Or something like that.
Kana chimwe chinhu chakadaro.
He made himself humble.
Vakazvininipisa.
And become a servant to all men.
Vakava muranda kuvanhu vose.
That's my Lord Jesus.
Ndivo Ishe wangu Jesu.
That's the one I love.
Ndiye wandinoda.
That's the one.
Ndivo vacho.
I want to give my life entirely to serve him.
Ndoda kupa upenyu hwangu hose kuvashumira.
And to work for him.
Uye kuvashandira.
And do everything I can to get the people to look at him.
Uye kuita zvose zvandingakwanise kuti vanhu vose vatarise kwaari.
And believe him.
Nekumutenda.
And love him.
Nekumuda.
He is lovely.
He
is precious.
Vanodikanwa vakakosha.
Becoming a foot washer.
Kuva mugezi wetsoka.
Taking the towel.
Kutora towel.
And girded himself and washed the disciples' feet.
Nekuzisunga nekugeza tsoka dzevadzidzi.
And said, let him that's great among you be the servant of all.
Vakati uyo anova mukuru pakati penyu ngave iye muranda wevose.
Did you get that? Let him that's great among you be the servant of all. Do you want to be great? How do you do it? Be a servant of all. He says, your way up is down. If you want God to raise you up, the only way you must do is to go down. That is to be humble. And then he is going to raise you up. Amen.
Amen.
That's exactly how we want it. That was his example. But us today, oh hostile. Yes, sir. I wouldn't
stoop
to that fellow, though, that old drunk, you know. I wouldn't have nothing to do with it. Oh, I'm Dr. Jones. See, that's the reason we are not getting anywhere. That's the reason our pulpits are weak. That's the reason today we don't have signs and wonders in our churches. That's the reason today we don't have an old-fashioned revival. We are thinking we are somebody when we are nothing. Amen.
Amen.
Do you see where the prophet is pointing us to? Don't you try to make yourself great before the brothers. Look at what Abraham did to Lot. Lot was in the wrong, you remember the story? Lot was not even in the call of God. Is that right? But when problems came up, Abraham did not come up and say, Lot, what are you trying to do, young man? Get away from here. Remember, he was not even called by God. It was Abraham that had the call from God. And it was the headsmen of Lot that were causing problems. He would have simply said, Lot, you know your problem. Get away with those headsmen from here. Amen. But when problems arose, Abraham knew one thing.
Abraham akaziva chimwe chinhu.
It's time to part ways.
Yangova kuti tichiparadzana.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
So he came up to Lot and said, Lot.
Akauya kuna Lot akati, Lot.
You are my brother.
Uri hama yangu.
Your father is my brother.
Baba vako mukoma wangu.
So we are relatives.
Saka tine hukama.
Let's not fight.
Ngati sarwei.
You make a choice.
Iwe tora sarudzo.
If you go north, I'll go south.
If
you take your right, I'll take my left.
Ukaenda kurudyi ndinoenda kuruboshwe.
Prophet says, preferring your brother.
Profeta achiti uchipa mukana kune hama yako.
Giving him a better deal.
Uchiti zviri nani kuti hama iwane pundutso kana kuropafadzwa.
Do you see that?
Murikuzviona.
You give your brother the better deal.
Unopa hama yako mukana mukuru.
Not that you choose what you think is the best and say, brother, this is the best I can do for you. And then you give him peanuts. Is that right? But before you take, give him the option first. Is that right? When you do that, the little bit that are going to remain with, because of your attitude, God is going to multiply that one. He's not looking at what you're doing, he's looking at your attitude. Is that right? Because what you're doing is speaking louder before God. Amen. So, prefer your brother. Is that right? This is that's Christian life. Amen.
Amen.
And God is going to bless you. When Christ was born, look at what God did. He could have chosen the best of the hospitals in Jerusalem. And he would have said, pave way, even if the whole place is fully booked, but leave one place for Mary. He bypassed Jerusalem.
Vakanzvenga Jerusalem.
Amen. He bypassed all the big cities in Israel.
Father,
he went way at the back in Bethlehem.
Bethlehem.
One of the smallest of them cities. And when he went to the smallest of the cities, all the hotels were booked up. Is that right? Even the hospitals were all booked up. He took the lowest place.
Vakaenda kunzimbo inozvidzika.
He went right in the crawl.
Vakaenda mudanga.
He was a lamb.
Vanga vari gwayana.
He must be born among the lambs.
Anofana vaifana kuberekwa pakati pemakwai.
So that all the tribes have got to fit.
Kuti mifananidzo yese ifambirane.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
So there was nothing good about him.
Panga pasina chakanaka pavari.
He didn't have lots of clothes to change.
Vanga vasina hembe dzakawanda dzekuchinja.
He borrowed even a boat to preach from.
Vakatokwereta boat rekuti vaparidze vari pari. Ndizvo here.
So he chose the list of the things on this earth.
Vakasarudza zvinhu zvinodzidzika zvepano panyika.
But the people who called themselves great probably put somewhere else.
Asi vanhu vaizviti tiri vanhu vakuru vakaiswa parutivi.
Look at the priests of them days.
Tarisai mapurisita emazuva iwayo.
The way they dressed, brother, it was silk.
Mapfekera vaita micheka inodhura yakakosha.
Looking at the way the buttons were fixed, the brother, geometrically.
Onyatso tarisa masonera akaitwa mabhatani zvine hunyanzvi.
Amen.
Amen.
And when they would walk up to the pulpit to preach, they were taught even the style of walking. Is that right? Even the way they must fix up the hair and everything and say, these are the men of God.
Amen.
Amen. Look at Brother Branham, he said, during their days, A real pastor was known by how many Cadillacs he has. But the
Bram
says, keep yours. Amen. He wanted to take the lower side. Is that true? Brother, let's all do that. Pride is not from God. Leave it for those who want it. It must never be mentioned among us. I don't greet brother so and so. He doesn't wash his face. I don't go to this other house. It's full of mosquitoes. I don't want to walk with this brother. He doesn't polish his shoes. I don't want to walk with that other one because they don't even know what matching is all about. I know what matching is all about. Do you see what I'm talking about? Take the lower side. God is going to bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Give your brother a higher position than yours. Don't forget, if you give your brother a better deal, God is going to bless you more than that one.
Yeah.
Did he do that to Abraham?
Abraham.
Yes, sir.
Hongo.
Lot went to Sodom.
Lot
went to Sodom. It was greener than all other places. But look at what happened there. The armies came and took him away with all his property. If it wasn't for brotherly kindness from
Abraham,
he could have been lost for good. Is that right? But Almighty God, after Abraham gave Lot the better part of the deal, is that right? That was chapter 14. Is that right? When Abraham went to fight for Lot and came back, amen, and watched within no time, coming back, he meets Melchizedek. And he was given bread and wine. Is that true? And we see Abraham moving to sanctification. Justification was done already in chapter 12. Chapter 15, sanctification.
Chapter 12, chapter 15,
and chapter 17, baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Chapter 17,
El Shaddai, walk thou before me, and be thou holy. Is this what we see? El Shaddai, second strength from God. You are weak, but he is strong. We need to suck strength from him. That's a sign or a type of the baptism of the Holy
Ghost.
In chapter 18, he meets Elohim himself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you see what happens, brother? Good attitude. It's untold what God is going to do. Treat your brother well. Is that right? Better than yourself. Treat your husband well.
Bata murume wako zvakanaka.
Treat your wife well.
Bata mudzimai wako zvakanaka.
Treat your children well.
Bata vana vako zvakanaka.
They are children of God.
Vana vaMwari.
They came from God, and you are the one who was given the grace to protect and give them clothes and make sure they eat.
Vakabva kuna Mwari, iwe ndiwakapuwa nyasha dzekuvachengeta nedzekuvashongedza nekudzikuvapa zvose.
Respect your children.
Remekedza vana vako.
Children, respect your parents.
Vana, remekedzai vabereki venyu.
Is that true?
Ichokwadi.
Isn't this what you must do?
Hasirizvo zvatofanira kuita here?
Amen.
Amen.
If God gave you a husband,
kana Mwari vakakupa murume,
he is a gift from God to you.
Murume uchipo kubva kuna Mwari kwauri.
Respect that man.
Remekedza murume uyu.
Is that right? Do the best that you can to make sure that that man must feel good.
Amen.
Amen. When he moves around with other men, he's able to talk about you. Look at these buttons. My wife did this. Amen. Notice, I picked this, you know, from the Boma Bera. I had to do all the ironing and everything. My wife doesn't even know that I've got this one. Don't do that. That man is a servant of God.
Muranda wa Mwari.
Amen.
Amen.
Is a man that came from God to you.
Murume akabva kuna Mwari kuya kwauri.
Respect him.
Muremekedze.
Reverence him.
Mukudze.
When you're reverencing that man,
ukakudza murume uyu.
Brother, sister, it doesn't matter how small that man is. He might not even talk as much as you do. Is that right? He might not watch the way you do. But as long as he is your husband, coming from God, the way you are reverencing that man, that the way you are reverencing God, how many of you heard that? That's the way you reverence God. Do something to make sure God is pleased. Is alright? Brother,
Ama.
God gives you a wife. Amen. Treat her as a daughter of Abraham.
Mubate semwana wa Abraham.
Is alright? You don't walk over her. You don't suss on her and give her lots of names and everything. Is that right? You don't do that. She's a special gift that came from God to you. Is that right? The stature you have among the brothers is because of that woman. Did you know that? The stature you have. Even the car you have. And the shoes you have. And everything that is around you. She contributed. Not necessarily monetary. But her presence made you to be what you are. So you cannot say you are good for nothing. Go back to parents. No, which parents now? What are you talking about? But she came from you. What scripture do you read? She came from you. She must go back to you. Is that true?
Hallelujah.
Oh, I know sisters are happy about it.
My sister was far another.
You will not say amen when I was talking about your husband. But now you are happy about it.
Yes, no far another.
Yes. You are special, sister. You are a weak vessel, as the Bible says, the prophet says. And we must hold you as such. We don't give you heavy stuff to carry on your head or even on your heart. Because you know you are a weaker vessel. Amen.
Amen.
Brothers must know that. They must know that. You don't say, "City, I want to tell you things tonight."
I gonna go to the mega rap and do that.
You are like this. You are like this. A dog is better, but you are like this. The moment you begin to say that,
paunongotanga kutaura izozo,
God is going to shut all the blessings for you until you repent to God. Amen. And tell him that you were treating his daughter wrong.
Kuti wanga uchibata mukunda wavo zvisirizvo. Amen.
I wanted brothers to say amen.
Do not my brothers at amen.
Yeah.
That's it.
This is what Christians are all about.
Those rima Kristo.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't talk about what the heathens do.
Atitaura zvinoitwa nemahedheni.
That they're always going to roast there and they bring cabbages to the family.
Kuti vanoenda kunogocha vachitengera mhuri ma cabbage.
Believers don't do that.
Vatenda havadaro.
No. Believers don't do that in the message. We don't have that.
Mari dzatina izvozvo.
If you do that,
kana uchidaro,
I'm not talking about you.
Handisi kutaura iwewe.
I'm talking about real believers.
Ndikutaura vatendi vechokwadi.
Amen.
Amen.
Let them eat what you eat.
Ngadzike zvaunodyawo.
Is that right?
Ndizvo.
Let them also go where you go.
Ngaende kwaunoenda.
Let her enjoy life the way you do.
She's
a daughter of Abraham.
Mukunda wa Abraham.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't come back and tell her.
How hey,
I ate country sausage.
Dajika, country sausage.
What is country sausage?
Iya kutanga kufunga kuti isausage rakambodi iroro.
What is that?
Chicho.
Is it an animal?
What is imuka here.
What is found in the country?
You know, and come back from my
show. No. Let her know what that is. Eat with her.
Guys, we go to eat. It's going to be a secondary sausage.
Is that true? This is what feet washing is all about.
Those who get sanat soka.
Treat one another well.
Gati bataneza kanaka.
Is that right?
This
way. Treat one another well.
Gati bataneza kanaka.
When you do that, God is happy.
Mwari vanofara.
Some men don't even want their wives to touch money.
Vamwe varume havatombodi kuti madzimai abate mari.
They don't even know what the $2, what is it called? The bond. They don't even want them to touch.
Mama masisa hatombozia $2 bond kuti yakaita sei. Varume avo hatombodi kuti vaibate.
Brother, 2017.
Muna 2017.
Brother, with this kind of message.
Ne mando ye maridzo yatinayo.
No. Give it to touch.
Mupa abate.
And count.
Abo iverenga.
Yeah, if you come back from the bank and you've got a whole heap of them, tell her, sister, count this money and put pins on it. I'll see that when I come back.
Kana wadzoka kubva ku bank wa withdraw mari, ipa vanzvadzi vaverenge. Kuti vanzvadzi ndiverengerei mari muchiisa mapini ndichadzoka ndozoona.
She must smell what that those notes are like, huh?
Anofana kunyatsonhuidza mari kuti inonhuwa sei.
When you come back, ask her why her lips are green.
Kana wadzoka womubvunza kuti sei muromo wenyu wava green.
My, they must also experience some of those things.
Vanofana kuve nezviitiko zvakadai.
She is part of you.
Chikamu chako.
Is that right?
This here.
Praise God.
Amen.
Isn't the Lord wonderful?
Isha havana kunaka here.
Treat one another well.
Ngatibatane zvakanaka.
Amen. In church, at home, and everywhere.
Kuchurch, kumba, nekwese.
Is that true? Ichokwadi. Whatever office you have in church.
Chero office yauna im church.
It's not an office of a boss.
Aisi office yekuti uzvikudze.
It's an office of service.
Office yekushumira.
Amen. If you are given to sing here,
ukanzi
you are not better than all the other sisters.
Hausinani kudarika dzime hanzvadzi.
You are only coming to serve by singing.
Rungoya zoshumira mari nekuimba.
When we finish, you go sit down and enjoy the gospel like everybody else.
Kana wapedza kuimba gara pasi woropafadzwa nevhangeri sevamwe vese.
You don't have a special position.
Hauna nzvimbo yakatsaurwa.
Where you fold your hands like this and say, that gospel is for that one. That one is for that one. Me, I'm fine. I've sung already. I finish.
Ya unopeta maoko ako uchifoshora maridzo yese uchiti aiwa ndeya ningi iyo ndeya ningi ini ndapedza kuimba zvangu.
There's no promotion here.
Hapana kukwidziridzwa pano.
The prophet says, before you woke up here as a preacher,
usati wafamba kuya pano semparidzi.
Amen.
you must know the first thing that you are a Christian. Then you preach. When you finish preaching, what are you? Christian. You're not in any way better than anybody else. You are finding your place of servitude. Praise God, praise God. Let's stand up on our feet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to live the way He wants.